There's a lot of stuff in that gospel lesson. It can hit all of us in different places, so I want to focus on just one phrase. Jesus says, where your treasure is, there you will find your heart. So, what's your treasure? What is in your heart? Where is it? Well, this question makes sense. The things that are most important to us can easily take on a lot of importance. Now, in the world we live in, sometimes we assume this all-or-nothing mentality that says it's all one thing or another, and we hear words from Jesus like this, and we say, either we have to get rid of all of our money and our stuff, or hang on to all of it. That's what one parent told me is a six-year-old answer. It's not all or nothing. Jesus is not saying we should impoverish ourselves. But in our lives, the truth is, it is so easy to become attached to the things that are important to us, especially things that we depend on and people who are very important to us. The truth is, we cannot not be attached to those things. It's part of the package. The key, however, is to be aware. To know that left to ourselves, we just will become far too attached to the things that are important and dear to us. So what happens then is that we don't just like the things we have, we start to love them. We start to love them to the exclusion of anything else. It's easy to become over-attached. It's the difference between having our stuff and our stuff having us. Now, to be clear, it is not bad to have nice things. It's just that the nice things we can't be the only things in our lives. Now, of course, when we hear words like this, we get defensive and we say, well, I work hard for what I have and I want to keep it. And I know whenever these words come up, there's somebody who will bring up the old lament, all the church talks about is money. If you've been here for a while, you know that's not true, at least in this place. And Jesus is not talking about money itself. What he's talking about is idolatry, the way in which we turn people, money, and things into the role of a god. The main things, the defining principle of our lives. We don't need to get offensive. Did you hear Jesus' first words in our reading today? He said, don't be afraid. Do not be afraid. I've already given you the kingdom of God. What we need to be instead of afraid is careful. To be aware of how easy it is to get over-attached to people and things in our lives to the point of getting lost in them. Money is a blessing. It is a gift. And of course, gifts are intended to be used. We use some of it to take care of our own needs. Home, food, car, clothes. But money is also, get this, a love tool. It's something we get to use to love other people. In order to avoid becoming over-attached to it, the trick is to give some of it away. And then, not only does it lose its power over us, but it starts to give us something back that is far more valuable than money itself. So why would we do that? Why would we give some of our money away? Well, first, it feels good. Jesus said so. And don't forget, Jesus talked about money, specifically the dangers of loving money and putting stuff first. He talked about that more often than he talked about anything else. Not because Jesus wants it all. Not because he wants to take away our goodies and our fun. No, Jesus talked about money and the dangers of loving it, of being too attached to it, because he doesn't want us to waste our lives. He doesn't want us to get lost in the shuffle of money, 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 money. If we do not use some of our resources, some of our money to care for others, then we end up cheating ourselves of the opportunity to bring joy to other people. And when we do, that joy splashes back on us. So let me put this in context. There's a bunch of women here who make quilts. And they go to all different parts of the world. Often they go to refugee camps. Refugee camps where people have nothing. People going into refugee camps are people who fled their homes to save their lives, often with children. They didn't drive, they walked. And because they walked, they traveled light. And when they finally come to a safe place, one of the things they get is quilts for everybody in their family so they can sleep warm. What's that worth? The kids who are fed at Hephatha, 18th and Locust, and an after-school program, the first thing they eat are the fresh fruit and vegetables we bring. Because they live in what's called a food desert, where there aren't any grocery stores, and they don't have access to fresh fruit and vegetables. And they eat well, and they usually take leftovers home, because at home, there's often not much food there. And they say thank you, often. And they pitch in to help. Now, what's that worth? Now, the food, it's not free. The quilts don't ship themselves. Those things take money. Children come here to learn about Jesus, and that doesn't just happen. It requires people to lead them. As you know, some of our high school students were off on a mission trip a couple weeks ago down to Cairo, Illinois. And when they were there, they found out that a lot of the children they were working with, most of all, get this, they wanted to be held. They just wanted to be hugged and held, because a lot of them don't get that at home. And at the end of the week, they had a big picnic. All kinds of kids, many who weren't even involved in a program, came out from town, 7, 8 years old, going alone to a park. Can you imagine? 7, 8 year old kids riding their bikes alone to a park so they would get a meal. It was a safe place for them. Those are the kinds of things our money can do. Where your treasure is, there you will find your heart. I know there is room in our hearts for that. Our money sends Easter Death Row, the neighborhood minister across, into the neighborhood to seek out the lost and the forgotten and the troubled. So a couple of years ago in the winter, one night Easter went out behind the church building, and he saw there were three guys there huddled around a small fire heating up a can of beef stew. It was close to zero, and Easter noticed one of them didn't have a coat. Easter asked him where his coat was, and the guy said somebody stole it. Easter brought him a new coat. One of you bought it. And we help pay for Easter to be there with our offerings. Right now, the cross challenge is going on. Recall that? Every dollar we give is matched 100% to help support the salary of people like Easter. That same winter, by the way, so bitter cold about 4 years ago, 3 years ago, when Easter found the men behind the church sitting around a fire, about 3 weeks later he found a man who died of exposure sitting outside the church doors waiting to get in. Money is just a tool. We use some of it to take care of ourselves, and we can use some of it to love others, if only we will. Good intentions never provided a coat or fed a hungry child. Where your treasure is, there you will find your heart. So I guess the question for us is, what do we want to have in our hearts? Love of our stuff, fear will be taken away, fear there won't be enough, fear it's somehow bad to have nice things. Oh, wait, Jesus said, don't be afraid. So we can have hearts filled with love, love for God and love for others. All we need to do is make room in them. Now remember, we can't not be attached to the things that are important to us. But to become free of the dangers of money and wealth, we first need to be aware of the dangers, and second, we need to dare to use it differently. Now the world might think we're nuts, but that's nothing new. Loving money and the stuff it buys is really a pretty hard life because it's one-sided. It can't love us back. And so if we love money, we become like a dog on a bird or a cat going after a laser pointer. It's the only thing they can see. It's like nothing else exists. Jesus is not out to be a party pooper. He wants us to use what we have to bring us joy, to bring more meaning and purpose into our lives. Because remember, if God's miracles are going to happen in the world, we need to participate. We don't get to just sit and watch. Jesus calls us into partnership with Him to bring in what He calls the kingdom of God. It is my Father's good pleasure, Jesus said, to bring you the kingdom. Don't be afraid. We already have everything we need to do it. The only question is whether we will. Where your treasure is, there you will find your heart. Where will your heart be?